It's very, very unfortunate, and it is really a blow to the Afghan Peace Council and negotiations. And my sympathy with his family, and we lost a very, very good friend.
How important was he to those efforts to bring in the Taliban and further those efforts at reconciliation?
Well, if there is any effort in due course of reconciliation with the Taliban, that was dependent on Maulavi Arsalan Rahmani. He was very well known to the Taliban, and he knew a lot of the Taliban leaders. He was the only one contact between the current peace process council and the Taliban.
That's because he himself served as a minister under the Taliban.
Well, he was a deputy minister, but beyond that, I know him since 1978, that he was very, very close to the Taliban from the scratch, from the beginning, because the Taliban actually derived from a movement which was called Harakat Inqilab-e-Islami, one of the seven militant groups against which were fighting against the Soviet, former Soviet Union in Pakistan. And he's grown up in Madrasa, and he was a leader, top commander of the Harakat Inqilab-e-Islami in Paktika province. Then he was a deputy minister. So he was the only one individual who was suitable for the job to carry on with this task.
And so did senior Taliban commanders still feel able to talk to him, even though he'd sort of gone over to the other side and was now really an advisor to President Karzai?
Yeah, and that was the mystery, that he would have been the right address for the senior Taliban or for the medium-level Taliban to talk to him, because he would feel safe, and he would have been the one who will not compromise on anybody's security. So he was an asset for the peace process, in short.
Did he have much success, though, in persuading them not just to come to the table, but perhaps to start making some concessions?
Well, I would say that if anything was there, that was because of Maulavi Arsalan Rahmani. Rather than that, they are not someone who is fitted for the job. There are even women in that peace council with Taliban who never, ever talk to them. So if there is anything about the peace council, that was Maulavi Arsalan Rahmani.
But did he feel that those negotiations were making any progress?
Well, I mean, he was thriving. He was working very hard on this subject. I knew him personally. And as I said, he was the right address and the right personality for that job.
Who do you think may have been responsible? Was it those members of the Taliban that he was talking to, or rather other parts of the militant organizations operating?
To be really honest, I mean, we only can make speculation, and a good speculation will be that's the other part, rather than who was talking to Arsalan Rahmani, to the peace council, in order to jeopardize and just to put a stop over to this current negotiation, if there is any at all. So I would say not those who were talking to him, but those people who did not agree with the current negotiation with the Taliban.
Who might that have been? I've heard, for example, the Haqqani network name being banded around.
Well, I would say, I mean, that is the only one name and the news title that everybody is blaming on Haqqani network, but there might be small other groups, there might be Haqqani group, there might be from inside Afghanistan, the groups who did not agree with the current negotiation with the Taliban, because everybody is worried about their future and about the security, that how it is possible that to Taliban to get it, and the Taliban finally accept the women's rights, the freedom of movement, the freedom of speech, and there's a lot of question marks in this due process.